This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Established in 1994 as Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports radio station. Most of us are from Texas. Those that aren't got here as fast as we could. We live here. We go to the games here. We talk about our teams here. Sports updates every 20 minutes with the Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and breaking sports news first, guaranteed. For live, local sports talk, this is the one, the original, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
Who has changed locations? Where are you now?
I'm at one of the most exclusive country clubs in Dallas.
Where would that be?
Dallas Country Club.
And they openly discriminate there.
Yep.
So what are you going to do there? What is the plan?
Well, I'm going to go in and see if I can get a tee time. And I just looked at myself in the mirror.
Yep.
This is the most ridiculous devil outfit I've ever seen in my life. With the horns and whatnot.
The tail.
How you doing?
Right. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm Billy Harris.
Hi, Billy Harris. I'm trying to get a tee time.
Tee time?
Yeah. Do y'all have any available today?
No. You can play if you're a member or a guest of a member.
How do I become a member?
You can go upstairs and check with management.
Is it hard to become a member? What are the requirements? I don't know. Do you have to be like a Dallas County resident or something like that?
No. But you can go up there and they have forms and they can sit down and tell you the whole deal.
Who is he?
Is there any way I could, are you like the...
I'm the golf professional.
Oh, you're the golf pro. Oh, how you doing? Good.
So I'm not having a membership, but you can find out the membership
if
you'll go up to the front of the club.
Is there any way I could just play one round? Just one round without joining as a member, because I don't want to pay a lot of dues.
You could be a guest of a member. Yeah.
Huh?
You could be a guest of a member.
If you're a member, can I be your guest?
I'm not a member. I work here.
Well, can I be like a guest of you as an employee?
No. I'm not a member.
I mean, it wouldn't be much trouble. I don't even carry a full bag of clubs. You know, I just use a sandwich. I'm good like that.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to check on membership, you need to go up to the front of the club.
All right. What about those two guys out there? Can I be their guest?
No.
Are they members? They look young.
Those would probably be sons of members.
Okay. Well, I'm good friends with them. Chad and Jeffrey over there.
Okay. What are their last names?
Schoenreck.
Well, anyway,
I know it doesn't end in Berg.
No, you need to have
coming up again at 2:10, number 7 in the top 10 moments in ticket history. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is 10. Just say no. Just took it to the next level. We're looking for girl goalies for CCOI. Log on and register now for tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310.
I still say that's one of the funniest lines ever from The Ticket. Ever. Was when Gordo said, I don't know what his name is, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't end in Berg. Sitting there in the devil suit at the Dallas Country Club trying to get a tee time.
It is 1:18 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. Out here at the Hard Rock today, it is our 10th birthday get-together, and we're visiting with people who have been crucial to the development of The Ticket in days gone by. Another joins us on our, I don't know if he's on our phone or not. Oh, he is? Okay.
He's already gone home.
Well, he is the guy that everybody at the station knows as John Michaels, the OG. Now, you may be saying to yourself, why was he critical to the development of The Ticket? Well, here's why. In the early days, the very first days, after the station changed hands, we didn't move. We just moved into the Madison building, which is where the old KAAM was at the time. Its FM sister was KZPS. And we just moved in there, and we took over their facility right there. So what you had was the unwieldy proposition of two different stations owned by two different broadcast entities sharing the same space, if you can follow that rather crazy thread. And John Michaels, the OD, had a very unique assignment from his bosses at KZPS at that time, didn't you?
Yeah, I was supposed to watch you guys.
You were supposed to watch us and make sure, and what were you supposed to watch us doing?
Well, I was supposed to watch you, make sure that you didn't mess up any of the equipment, take anything, you know, mess anything up. You know, I was just I was right there. You know, my production studio was right across the hall from the KAAM on-air studio. And so I was, they said, you know, keep a good eye on him. John Larson, who only has one eye, said keep an eye on him.
So you were commissioned by your bosses at KZPS to be the watchdog over us.
Yeah.
And make sure that we didn't take anything or what else?
Or use anything.
Well, or use anything.
Because I was there, and this is probably like maybe day three or four. And, you know, we're in this office, and, you know, there's all kinds of equipment around there. And this is back really before, not before the internet, but not a lot of people had internet access. So I needed to type some stuff up. So there's a typewriter. Nobody's using it. So I just sit down and start typing some stuff. Well, here comes the OD in a rage. You can't use that typewriter. You have to get up, and I'm going to go, well, let me finish. No, you can't even finish. And so I had to stop right then. What a Rick with a P.
Were you pissed?
Oh, I was livid. I went to Reiner, bitching to him as if he needed to hear that, and he goes, well, you can't use their stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what to tell you about it. You just can't use their stuff.
You can't use their stuff.
They sold you the frequency. They didn't sell you their typewriter.
That's true. That's exactly right. And if they say we can't use their stuff, then we can't use their stuff. And I had to tell everybody that. Now, they didn't understand this. Now, what's interesting about this is that the OD and I had quite a history prior to all this.
That's right. You know, Reiner and I were good friends, but I didn't know those other guys from Jack Crap. You know, I had about 10 years on all of them, and they're all a bunch of snot-nosed punk kids.
But the funny part about this was, is because here he was, the OD, Mr. Hardass. You know, he was going to be the typewriter Nazi.
Yeah, he was the hardcore guy.
And I remember one time he made Mark Folliwell hang up. Mark Folliwell was on the phone to somebody with the Mavericks. I think it was Tony Fay or it might have been Sully.
Tony.
And he made him hang it up because that was an unauthorized. We had one phone. One phone.
Yes.
One phone.
Hey, he had pissed me off earlier because he was on my phone calling some coach's wife or something, and she was calling back leaving messages on my voicemail for Mark Folliwell.
Tony Corby, chaotic. Can you imagine us trying to do our job up there, and we had one phone.
And a typewriter that you couldn't use.
Right. One phone.
We used to laugh at them because they were all walking around there with cell phones. They were having to use their cell phones. For the first, month?
Yeah, right about that. Until the bills came in.
But but what was real funny is that the OD would kind of listen in. And so after a period of about a month, I guess.
Well, let's let him tell this story. So here you are. You are the KZPS typewriter and telephone Nazi.
Yeah.
So the question then becomes, what are you doing with them today?
Well... What do you mean?
How did you come over to the other side?
Well, you know, I thought I was just having fun. You know, I thought it was kind of neat to call in. I called in as Phil from Philly, and a few other voices. You know, and I was just having the gas. You know, calling in and kind of pranking you guys while you were on the air trying to do legit sports talk. And then I thought, well, gosh, this is kind of funny. You know, and then I thought, well. Let's do something else for him here, and I think I put together a bit or two of something that I thought you'd never play, but you did.
He's trying to sabotage us is what he's trying to do.
Well,
but the funny part was we could see the evolution of him, where he's like, you know, maybe these guys aren't that bad.
No, I knew. You know, after about a week or so, something started telling me. I think. The hair on my neck was standing up going, this is something here. This is something. You know, when you work for a sports station, you don't have to you don't have to listen to rock and roll or country or anything. You know, you don't have to be a specified music listener. So you got plenty of listeners out there. Everybody likes sports. And so I thought that was great. And you had Jeff Dunbar on a second ago. I was thinking, gosh, you know, Jeff Dunbar gave me a chance to go into sales. I was working for the Ticket doing production and slash sales. I had a sales account. And so that
you
was
had
a,
one client.
Yeah, I had a couple of clients, one big one.
The gas pipe?
No, not the gas pipe. Not very funny. Hey, I got some commercials that I used to do with you guys.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I put it together, and Psycho Dave's got it on a number. Won't you listen to that? It'll be funny.
All right, this is John Michaels, the OD. Let's listen to what he's got.
The scene? The Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. Late at night, two men are questioned by police.
What are your names?
I'm Rhines.
And I'm the Hammer. We're the Hardline.
Your real names, boys?
Mike Reiner.
And Greg Williams.
Okay. Now, do you want to tell me why you broke in here?
We do a show from here every Monday night, but we really don't get a chance to look at the neat stuff at the Hard Rock.
What stuff?
Oh, Hard Rock has cool rock and roll memorabilia all over the walls, and we just wanted to look at a piece or two.
What do you want it for?
Yeah, each week we're joined by a special Dallas Cowboy guest, and the rock and roll memorabilia, well, that just gives us something else to ask them about as we pick their brains.
All right, now whose brains?
This week our special guests are Larry Brown and Kevin Smith.
Yeah, we'll see if they know whose guitar that is right over there.
You know why he wants it?
Lighten up. He's just going to look at it just like we're doing.
Hey, I don't think you read us our rights, pal.
The Hard Rock Cafe, corner of McKinney and Ruth Streets in Dallas, where you get more than just the facts, ma'am, with the Hard Line at the Hard Rock with Bill Bates, this Monday night at 7 on The Ticket.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Hardline Jeopardy. Our contestants today, Mike Reiner.
That would be me.
And Greg the Hammer Williams.
That would be me.
Super great. Now, let's get started. First round, and remember, you must answer in the form of a question, all right? Number one, Hard Rock Cafe.
Cool place. We do a show from there every Monday night.
Where does the Hardline broadcast from every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m.?
Go, Rex. First round to Reiner. All right, second round question. Buzz is ready. Bill Bates.
Our buddy, Nickelback, special team star, and our co-host.
Who is the cowboy player that co-hosts the Hardline at the Hard Rock show on Monday night?
Reiner takes the lead now. Okay, double bonus question time. Jason Garrett.
Cowboys quarterback and our guest Monday night.
Who is our guest Monday at the Hard Rock Cafe?
Look, pal, I hit the buzzer first. I had the correct answer. And if I don't win, you're going to get some hard time from the Hard Line.
See Jason Garrett this Monday night at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Hey, Rhines, what's up with the outdoor grill?
Well, I'm working the kinks out of my technique. The Ticket tailgate cook-off is Friday at Pennington Field in Euless. North Main Barbecue is going to be there, and I want the Hard Line to be well represented at this thing.
That's commendable, Rhines, but what in the world are you cooking? It smells kind of gamey.
Oh, don't worry about that. It just needs some more basting. It's range rabbit, but if you cook it just right, it tastes like expensive chicken. It
smells like a cheap shoe.
Hey, guys, my little girl's pet bunny got out again. You haven't seen it, have
no,
you?
No, not today.
We haven't.
Bring your own tailgate fixings, and let's have some fun. But don't bring any alcohol. Look for the Ticket van and North Main Barbecue's van, too, this Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Pennington Field in Euless.
And now, another Hardline vignette, brought to you by Sold on Hold.
Hammer's Hair Care products, can you hold? Hammer's Hair Care, hold, please. Hammer's, hold. Sorry to keep you holding. Can you hold? Hold on a second. Hammer here. Hammer's, hold.
Meet
here. Can
Greg
you hear?
The Hammer Williams, suffering through a recurring nightmare of epic proportions. Before he came to the Ticket, he was a struggling small businessman. They didn't have Sold on Hold back then. The fear of losing customers after he put them on hold cost him his hair care and beauty products business, and the rest is Hardline history.
Yeah, it's kind of an orange color. Can you hold? Hammers, hold on. Hello, Siri? No, hold on, hold on.
Call Sold on Hold today at 404-1000, whether you're in retail.
Wow.
That's back when we did good commercials.
Yep, it was.
That little splash push through the mud puddles of your mind there, wasn't it, boys?
Sure was, boy.
Hey, well, happy birthday, everybody.
All right, happy birthday to you, too. You've been with us 10 years. We love you.
Yeah, I'm a day one.
No, not
really, but we love you anyway. All right, there you go, John Michaels. The Michael Irvin Show is next here on The Ticket.